people around the world. Sync your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up!
All right, once again, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
I'm Isaac Wilson.
And we're here to talk about all things nerdy. Before we go into nerdy things, we want to send a big shout out to our sometime co-host, Brandon Bell. He and his wife had a little baby. Actually, the wife had a baby. Brandon just stood by and watched, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, they had a little baby this morning, and his name's Connor. 7 pounds, 2 ounces, came out at 19 inches, so congratulations, Brandon. You're going to have a lot of responsibility now, I guess, huh? Looks like be limited on podcasting time, so, but congratulations anyway, have a blast. Maybe you'll have maybe Connor will turn out as cool as Isaac.
Maybe.
All right, so we're going to talk about nerdy things. And speaking of nerdy things, I'm trying out a new recorder. This is a Yamaha Pocket Track, and one of the things I do is I write articles, basically equipment review for Radio Magazine. If you want to check out some of the online reviews, it's radiomagonline.com, and it's also a print magazine. But all the articles are available online as well, so if you want to check them out, I've got them on there now. But I'm testing out this Yamaha. It's a little portable digital recorder, and the weird thing that struck me first was this thing's lightweight. But it's got the crossed microphones on the top, so for the stereo effect, each micro, it's just cool. What'd you say? It looked like a taser.
Yeah, kinda.
So. Maybe we can work that into the equipment. Maybe that's a feature I haven't discovered yet. But anyway, I'm going to be recording this podcast on the Pocket Track to test it out and a few other things. I think I want to take it ghost hunting, too. So that's always cool, going ghost hunting with new equipment.
Spooky.
All right, let's move on to the podcast. We're going to talk about nerdy things. We'll start out with some television shows. I'm telling you, this is the season for nerds. This year is amazing. I don't even watch all of them.
It is the season to be nerdy, even though it's October, not December.
Yeah, exactly. And now, see, here's the deal, is they've got a whole bunch of good sci-fi and horror, and I see Grimm hasn't even started yet. I think this week is when Grimm comes on. But they've got, like, Haven. I watched a couple episodes already. I'm wondering where they're going to go with it, but actually, they've only got three episodes. I watched the first one. That's all I've watched. Wow, I need to get watching on that. But my favorites, they've started this week. Well, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's been on for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and so far, I'm really liking the show. They got all the sarcasm and wit that's perfect in a Marvel comic book. Agent Coulson is just awesome, if you ask me. I mean, after all, he did come back from the dead.
I personally think Marvel shows do better based around comedy than they do around action.
Yeah, when they throw in the comedy, they do a lot better. But the one, because especially the last Spider-Man movie, they tried to get too serious. See, there you go.
Why so serious?
But the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. One of the things that they worked in a Samuel L. Jackson cameo at the end of one of the episodes. Again, you got to watch all the way through the very end of the credits, just like a Marvel movie. But Samuel L. Jackson made an appearance as Nick Fury. I'm hoping they squeeze in a few other special appearances. Let's see, what else was they got the cool toys and stuff like that, all the good equipment, and the enemies are not always who you think they would be. So that's they got it going with the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's very old man well, Jenkins.
Very well worth watching, and lots of fun to boot. So, let's see here. We'll start with Supernatural. They started their new series, or new season. I think this, I'm hoping not. They say that, I've heard rumor that there's about 10 seasons that they have left, and the writers have left in them, and this is what, 8 or 9?
I don't know.
I think I've lost count. But,
I think it's 8, if I remember.
I'm pretty sure it's 8, so. But Sam and Dean are back battling evil. However, if you remember from the last season, they were going to close the gates of hell, but in turn they were also had to close the gates of heaven. It created a big battle between Crowley and the lady from Stargate, who was leading heaven. But it turned out they had a lot of angels thrown out of heaven. And so that's where we start the new season, where they call the news is reporting it as a meteor shower, but is actually a bunch of angels falling from heaven, and now they're stuck on Earth, and one of them is going to help, or is possessing Sam, and he's going to help heal Sam from his, when he did the test to close the portal, or close, you know, heaven and hell, he had to go through a series of tests, and pretty much he was dying, and so the angels possessing him, keeping him alive until they can find a cure. So we'll see where this goes. Castiel, he's out on his own trying to right wrongs. But it should be a good, interesting season. We'll see where it goes. And the writers say they got a couple more seasons. I hope so, because I love this show, Supernatural. Speaking of wit and sarcasm, Sam and Dean, they've got it. So I just hope the angel-possessed Sam is just as funny. So
you can only hope.
Arrow. The next season, second season started, and looks like now he's actually going to be a superhero, not just a vigilante. He's actually said something about it's time to be a hero. And this time around, I've heard rumor and speculation that they're going to start introducing some regular DC Comics villains, and maybe even a few DC Comics heroes. So we'll see what happens. No, I don't think they're going to do Batman.
Shoot.
Although they did make reference several times to Nightwing. They made little hints once in a while to Nightwing, so I'm thinking Nightwing will be there. And that would be cool. I would love to. I don't think I've ever seen Nightwing in a TV series. I think they did the series Birds of Prey, which featured the Batgirl, who actually known as Barbara Gordon, who was working the behind the scenes. Anyway, the Birds of Prey back in the 90s, or was it the early 2000s? But Nightwing made an appearance in that, just very small. So
I can kind of agree. In one episode of Teen Titans a long time ago, Nightwing like showed Robin his future. But that was like in 2004, that five.
Okay, yeah, Teen Titans though, but that's a cartoon. I'm talking live action. So we'll see what happens with Arrow. But so far the season opened up just right. Looks like going to be another great season. Tomorrow People, new series that started. I watched it because it was after Arrow. Was it after Arrow? Yeah, it was after Arrow. And I said, well, why not? You know, I might as well be watching it now. And it came on right after. And basically, it's kind of like, if you remember the series on Sci-Fi, Alphas. Kind of like that, mixed with X-Men, but basically these people have discovered they've got superpowers, and the government's hunting them down. So we'll see where it goes. The first episode looked pretty cool. One guy is more powerful than the others, and he never even knew it, and he's going to be, I don't know, like Neo from The Matrix, the one, you know, you just never know where it's going to go with that, but watching the first episode seemed like it pretty interesting. I'll give it another couple episodes to try out, see what happens. And more important than any other TV series ever, The Walking Dead, it returned. So what did you think of the first episode of the new season?
It was okay.
Okay?
I mean, it was good. The deaths of the zombies were good, at least.
Yeah, especially the raining zombies from the big spot supermarket, like falling through the roof. It had to be one of the craziest death scenes where all the zombies are falling through the roof, and some of them are so old and decrepit and decaying that they splatter as soon as they hit the floor. Some of them were actually able to attack. Some of them got hung up in the roof, so they really played it off well. But the really cool thing was this creepy Clara character that was, she's just in the episode, but Rick ran across her in the forest, and she was trying to find food for her and her, she kind of said it was her husband or something, but they wanted to bring back food. She said he was weak, so on the way, Rick said, he said, well, I'll meet up, and she asked if they could join their group, and Rick says, well, I'll have three questions for you, and depending on how you answer the questions or whether you or not you get into the group. And the three questions is like so cool. You're like thinking, what could those three questions be? And they tell you at the end. I'll tell you what they are. I mean, it's going to be a spoiler, but it's not that big of a deal. But they get to the camp. Now here comes the spoiler. She's leading him along, and she's kind of hinting. And I about halfway through their little trek into the woods, I kind of got the idea. It's like, oh, he's going to be a zombie. She's feeding him, and he's a zombie. And so any other Walking Dead fan would have got that too, I think.
And then right as they're right by him, she says, he's just ahead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They come almost, they come to her camp. She goes, oh, he's just ahead. And they get there, and that's all he is a head. And I think she may have had him buried in the ground. They never were really clear of that. But there was a head on the ground covered in a bag, and you never saw the head. But it was there, and that was her husband. But yeah, that was the cool line. Oh, he's just ahead. So, really? Oh, yeah. Anyway, but the three questions, and I thought this was phenomenal. The first question is, how many walkers have you killed? The second question, how many people have you killed? And the third question is, why? And depending on how you answer those is whether or not you could join the group, and whether, pretty much, I think, probably, if he had let you live, you know? Because I think Rick would have, if you answered that third question, the second one, how many people have you killed and why? If he'd have thought you're a crazy psychopath, he'd have shot you on sight. So that's the way Rick is. So, but the new season,
then he would cry over your death.
Yeah,
crybaby.
He's a little crybaby. Crying about. He cries in every episode.
Come on.
Yeah, that he's in. But oh man. But anyway, it's still a good show, and it just shows that he's got heart. Maybe he's healing from his loss now. But how do you heal after a zombie apocalypse? But they're moving on, and
med kits.
I know the, what
med kits, but
oh gosh. Anyway, we need like a canned laughter for that instead of your
my butt.
Instead of your rim shot there, we need canned laughter thrown in. I might have to work that out. It'd sound like an I Love Lucy episode. But anyway. But basically, I think this whole season is going to be pretty good. They've already strayed enough away from the comic book that they made it their own world. And the governor, they hinted that they're going to be talking about him some more. They did kind of leave that up in the air about what's happened to him or what's going to happen to him. So he's not quite dead yet. So we'll have to see what happens with this season. And there are hints in the previews as to what's coming up that he may still be there. I mean, they can't just leave it hanging like that and just pretend he died, but we'll see. But no matter what, my Sundays are now complete again. I mean, Breaking Bad went away, and I didn't know what to do on a Sunday night other than watch Housewives, Real Housewives of whatever. But now it's Real Housewives of Zombie Apocalypse. So
except
we're good to go.
One housewife's dead.
Yeah. So that's the best part. The housewives die. Well, actually, who is it? What's her name that Daryl has turned into his girl? Oh man, I'm horrible with names. She's teaching the kids. They have reading time, and everybody thinks that they're just reading stories to them. But she's teaching them survival skills, zombie survival skills. That was kind of a cool scene. And then Phineas was in this from Phineas and Ferb. How about that? The guy that plays the voice of Phineas was he died real quick. He became a zombie, but still he was there, and he was they also a Harry Potter looking kid.
Yeah,
so
that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, Harry Potter looking kid. He did the voice of Phineas. What a nerd's delight right there. But he became a zombie real quick. But nobody really knows he's a zombie, and he's in the catacombs of the prison. So this ought to be good.
Oh, so, also, if it's not technically spoilers, because I'm pretty sure you should all see it. If you're not, give me your nerd card right now.
All right. So moving on from television, we got games. First of all, I'm gonna talk about Marvel Avengers Alliance. Isaac is chomping at the bit ready to talk about Pokemon X and Y because it came out this weekend, and he got himself a copy of Pokemon X. Zero. No, I'm just kidding. X. And he'll be talking about that. But first, I want to... Avengers Alliance, they started a new PvP season in which you can win Spiral. She's like this six-armed woman that plays with swords. I don't know how that's going to... Honestly, it's one of those that I'm... I guess I didn't delve that deep into the world of Marvel because I was like, who is that? Oh, well, it's cool. I'll try to win it. But I suck at PvP. In fact, I just hate the PvP section of that game. But the others, Black Bolt, the special ops to get him ended, and I got him. I got two out of the four weapons from that series. Each Spec Ops has a series of weapons, and there's usually four of them. One or two have had five, but I got two out of the four for this one. But it's now move on. One of the future things, they announced at New York Comic Con that Marvel Avengers Alliance, they're going to have Loki as one of the unlockable characters. Loki, I think it's going to be one of the lockbox characters.
And they still don't have Venom.
And they still don't, yeah, exactly. What? And then they have also Domino coming up. I think she's going to be a PvP. Or maybe Loki will be the PvP and she's the lockbox. But either way, they got those two, Domino and Loki, as upcoming characters. And you're right, absolutely right. They still don't have Venom. They get Venom on there, it's going to be awesome. But no, not yet. They don't
Loki's have... just like a villain and Venom's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
How come... Marvel, why you do this to my brain?
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure they got a Spec Ops coming up soon. I mean, they've been teasing us, though. The last two Spec Ops, or, well, this latest one didn't have it, but the two before had Venom appear as, in fact, the last one before this Black Bolt, they had Venom as the epic boss, and before that, they had Venom as a boss, and they're teasing us. They're teasing us. They need to get Venom in there. But anyway.
It's like putting a Twinkie on a plunger and then putting it on a fat kid's head.
I know, right? And then I try him to bite that dang Twinkie. All right, here we go. Pokemon X and Y just released. I'm just going to turn it over to Isaac because that's all he's done all weekend long except when he took time out to watch The Walking Dead.
And also when I took time out to play Animal Crossing.
Oh, Animal Crossing. Oh, yeah. But he's Pokemon X and Y. Isaac, which one do you got? You got Pokemon X.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one with the deer.
Yeah, the deer, the fabulous deer.
Now, the other one, Y, has it's a dragon?
I think it's a dragon.
Okay, but you don't have it, so you don't care.
He should be feared of Jigglypuff, though. Because oh. Jigglypuff is a fairy type. Fairies are super effective against dragons.
Oh, is that right in this
game?
Okay. I was wondering why they introduced the fairy types in
this game. Everyone's making memes about how, like, Jigglypuff or Clefairy or something will just, like, own any of the dragon types.
Such as Dragonite.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Obviously.
And, okay, I'm trying to think. What was the dragon in the last, Black and White?
Oh, but they...
Kyurem?
Yeah, Kyurem. I thought you meant Zekrom and Reshiram, and I was going to say they aren't dragons.
No, the Zeke... now you got me. Kyurem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Black 2 and White 2, they had Kyurem different forms. So now... Jigglypuff could kick there, but anyway, all right, take it away, Isaac. Tell him all about Pokemon X and let him know how awesome this game is, because he keeps telling me it's time he told someone else.
Well, I haven't gotten that far into the game, but I can tell you quite a bit of the new features. Like, now you've got skates instead. Well, you've still got a bike, but like, later in the game, whenever you get the skates, you use your joystick to control yourself. And it's kind of like free movement. You're not just entitled to whatever sprite you're on or mm-hmm. whatever pixel block. But
hold on. One thing also that you were talking about, not only that, but this is now in this game, you can finally move diagonally.
Yeah.
Is that due to the skates or is that anywhere in the game?
It's anywhere.
Okay, basically. So yeah, you can actually move diagonally with a little joystick thing. So anyway, go ahead.
Not just with a joystick, but if you press the D-pad with right and up or left and up, whatever. But basically, if you use the joystick, you get to skate around just freely, and the D-pad, which feels kind of weird if you don't want to skate, is like, it's odd, because, you know, the D-pad and the 3DS is just, like, out of place. No one really wants to use it, considering there's a joystick.
Mm-hmm.
But,
now you have reason to.
And, Let's see, there's also, you can change, like, what clothes you're wearing, what hair you have.
Really?
You can change to the color of your hair, how long it is, how short it is.
Now, when you say change the clothes you're wearing, is it just like the other games, like, once you got the clothes, you're done with it the rest of the game? No, or you can change it every morning when you wake up?
You can change it any time if you buy them, though, like...
You got it. Can you get clothes to match your Pokemon?
No, sadly. Oh.
See, I'd be wearing a Pikachu shirt all the time.
But you've got, I thought you meant, like, you can get clothes for a Pokemon. I don't know, maybe you can, but, either way, now you've got, on the touch screen, you've also got Pokemon and Me, and also, if you haven't caught on, this place is based around France.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the stuff is French-based on this game, so they're continuing eastward on the globe to, so now they're in France, and yeah.
Pokemon and Me. Yeah. You get to, like... I guess I could say it's kind of like Nintendogs, but with whatever Pokemon you choose that's in your party.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to, like, interact with your Pokemon. You can feed it Poffins, I think, if I remember correctly. You can play mini games with it. You can. It's fun.
And you can pet it.
Yeah.
And then if you pet it, it won't bite you and during the battle. Or...
But,
Does that have any effect on its stats or anything when you pet them?
I don't know.
Because, you know, in the other games, you know, if they're friendlier toward you, they would be more apt to follow your... And then also...
I think it's the only part that the friendliness might make... Or not might make, but the only part that I know of is if it makes your Pokemon more friendly toward you, you can use the TM Return,
mm-hmm.
which is basically is stronger how much happier your Pokemon is right. with you. But, what else should I talk about? I guess I'll talk about the new starters. You've got Chespin, which is like a grass type, but it's like weird. It looks like Oshawott, but it's got a leaf little helmet-like thing.
Okay.
You got Fennekin, which looks, well, it's a fox, a Fennec, obviously. And then you've got...
No, he's the fire type?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got Froakie, which is a frog.
It's a French frog. Hey, the Frenches are frogs. That's why it should be the number one. But yeah, he's a water type, yeah. Right? Okay.
And then as you evolve them, I don't know what Chespin evolves into. I don't know the exact name. I don't know the exact names of any of them except what I have. But
you got the fox one, right?
He evolves into the thing that looks kind of like Pignite, only he's a grass type, obviously.
Okay.
And then
wait, what?
Yeah. Like, the first evolution looks like Oshawott, and the second one looks kind of like Pignite. Only the last one throws you off track. It's not going to look like Superior.
No, okay.
But, let's see. Fennekin evolves into... I don't even remember its name. I'm bad with my Pokemon. I can just open my DS, but I'll keep the sound down. Fennekin, he evolves into, like, just a better fox that stands...
By the way, that wasn't a zombie, that was our dog.
He stands on his... He's bipedal, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a stick in his tail. And it says for his Pokedex entry...
I met a lot of people that have a lot of... That act like they got a stick in their tail. Sorry. No, again, there's where I need the canned laughter. Anyway, go ahead.
But, basically, it says in his Pokedex entry that the friction from his tail sets his stick on fire. So, like, if you use Ember... If you use Ember, he takes it out of his tail and just, like, blows the fire towards his enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Bracin or something like that.
So, being French, he's part of Cirque du Soleil. So,
I don't get your references.
You need to figure out Cirque du Soleil.
But anyway, and then finally, Froakie, he evolves in his second evolution. He's kind of a ninja, but, like, not yet. He's got a little cloud-looking thing around his neck.
Well, I saw the one sprite that you had of him in the final evolution.
Yeah.
He looked kind of like Spider-Man in one of the famous stances of Spider-Man, crouching down, you know?
But I'll get on to the final evolutions, and since Dad kind of brought it up, I'll just talk about Froakie's final. He's basically a ninja, but his scarf, like that, you know, ninjas wear scarves around their necks.
Sure.
His is just his tongue wrapped around his head. He's got his tongue sticking out in the back.
Oh, creepy.
Fennekin's final evolution. I think it's supposed to be based off of, like, a wizard or a witch. Okay. And it's kind of... And he evolves into a fire psychic. Oh yeah, and Froakie evolves into Waterdark. But basically, he is a wizard slash witch. That's all I've got to explain about it. And then the Chestnut. Witch.
How do you know? He turned me into a newt. I got better. Anyway, sir.
And then Chespin. I know for a fact his final evolution's name is Chestnut, and he evolves into like a huge tank thing. He's got a white beard. He's got like a shell on his back. He's got those two armor plates on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks like completely
military.
He's a tank.
Really? He's military base.
He's a turtle tank.
He's named after George Patton. Oh wait, no. So how's the gameplay on this?
Good. Smooth.
Smooth? Smooth. Just that's all you had to say about smooth, and you've been playing it for like 18 million hours?
I wouldn't say that long. I've only got to the like third city.
Now, is it a lot of... Now, one of the things I liked about Pokemon games is that you could play the game, you could beat the game, but then you could keep playing and do another thing. I mean, there's always the gotta-catch-em-all aspect, of course, but this one, are there enough adventures, enough things to go on to keep you entertained throughout?
Probably, like, since you can just connect to the internet and pretty much battle with whoever you want on the little bottom touchscreen. Like, you could always change your clothes, so you kind of look different to them each time.
Now, the online play on the other ones, basically you go into a battle room...
You have to go to a certain room, but on this one, you can just, like, do it from anywhere, pretty much.
Nice.
But,
Oh, I wanted to ask you, I wanted you to explain this. You showed me this yesterday. The Horde battle?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, whenever you're walking with what's-her-name through the forest,
mm-hmm.
and all the time it's almost always double Pokemon battles.
Right.
Well, in this it's just like, I think it goes up to a group of five Pokemon at a time. So you gotta have moves that like attack more than one Pokemon at a time, otherwise you're pretty much screwed. And yesterday, who I was trying to train my Pancham, which is a panda, and he's a fighting type, all these Weangles, and most people know fighting is weak to flying, mm-hmm. so I just kind of had to run. But
yeah, that's the one you showed me, was that horde of Weangles. I'm like, what?
So, hold on. You get your fossil Pokemon sooner, which I showed Dad. It's my what I got was the jaw fossil, which revived into a Tyrunt, and it's basically a T-Rex,
uh-huh.
and evolves into a bigger T-Rex at level 39. But then the other one, the sail fossil, I think, is what it's called. I don't remember the exact name of what the Pokemon was called, but it looks kind of like the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh.
I know what you're going to say.
What's it cost?
About 350.
About 350. Go away, Pokemon. I don't want to... Okay, sorry.
Anyway. so, yeah.
At what level does it evolve? Oh, about 350.
That's about all I've got so far. I mean,
well, I know you've been between that. I mean, you've had the Animal Crossing. You've been extremely busy.
But
you took only time out for Walking Dead. What'd you forget?
All these new updated graphics.
Oh yeah.
You probably want to talk about that too, because you saw it earlier.
Well, I saw that. It just looks so cool. Yeah, explain. Talk about the new graphics.
It's basically like it doesn't have any of the sprites in battles anymore, so you can't like get any official sprite work. Except for in your party, which they're always that little hopping mm-hmm. sprite whenever your cursor is over them. But anyway, it's not really sprites. It's just, you know, them always in motion. Them.
Yeah, it's like a camera revolves around the battle scene the whole time.
And then at some points in the battle, it'll have like that split across the screen and it'll show their two faces. Mm-hmm. Kind of like it would be a cowboy duel or something.
Mm-hmm.
But wah, wah, wah. Alright, anyway. And the attacks are just amazing to look at, because every Pokemon that uses an attack always has, like, an animation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for,
It's no longer just the bouncing sprite and then it says it did something. You actually see something happen. I like that, watching you play.
What I was talking about earlier with, Finnegan's second evolution, whenever I use either Psybeam or, Ember, mm-hmm. he takes the stick out of his tail, like he flips it around and then just puts it in front of his face, blows the fire at his enemy. Or with Psybeam, it just like shoots a little beam of Sigh.
So definitely an improvement on graphics. When you look at the original Pokemon Yellow and compared to this one, I would say it's a world of difference, but they were evolving it gradually throughout the all the updated versions of Pokemon. And that's just one thing that it was inevitable, but that they're going to finally get to the point. And I think at one point it's almost going to be like a Mortal Kombat type of a setup, maybe even, to where you're actually going to see all the moves and everything.
And then you're going to see, like, your starter Pokemon rip the other Pokemon's head out.
Finish him!
No, but, like, I don't think they're going to make a Battle Revolution / Coliseum type of, you know, thing for this, because they've already got those improved graphics, mm-hmm. and...
It's pretty much that.
It's already better than Coliseum and Battle Revolution, so.
Yeah, well, you never know. Maybe they'll have something that they'll blow us away again. So, but that's Pokemon X and Y available now. Isaac got X. I'm gonna have to get Y because we have to do it. But then again, it's only available for the 3DS or the new 2DS, which plays 3DS games and regular games. Which is
it's the exact same as the 3DS, only it takes away the 3D capability and it's $40 cheaper.
Yeah, $40 cheaper, and it also doesn't look like it folds up.
No, it doesn't.
Which is I find that kind of silly. I hope they better make a good strong carrying case for it. But so that means basically, if you're going to play this, you better have a 3DS or one of those new 2DS systems to play it. Not, and I don't mean a regular DS because it is only two dimensional. I mean this new Nintendo 2DS system. Yes, I know it gets confusing.
People rant on it because, I don't know, they don't like it. But if you think about it, it's a smart choice if you just want it for $40 cheaper. Yeah. I mean, I don't really use the 3D capability.
You know, you're right, yeah. The only time really that you've used the 3D capability on that is when you're taking photos. And it's like, oh, that'd be a cool 3D photo. Because that's, you know, you can do that with 3DS. But yeah, some of the games, it's hard to play. Like, I played your Pokemon Rumble Blast for, like, long periods of time on 3D. After a while, my eyes got crossed. I was like, woo! But, I mean, it's cool, neat feature, but it's not meant to be on forever.
I guess Pokemon X and Y kind of got it, kind of get the, you know, they know what to do with the 3D because they have it so at certain points, like only in battles and a few cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are cutscenes in the game, kind of. Mm-hmm. But only in cutscenes and battles will the 3D actually work. Just if you're in the over.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember seeing that it like it act the 3D light flashes on real quick.
Yeah, so. But and maybe a few like. Caves and stuff, but that's about it.
Okay, well, but yeah, check it out if you got a 3DS or you get one of the new 2DS systems. That's the only way I'm going to be able to, because all I've got is a DSi, because Isaac won't let me play his 3DS. DSi and then regular DSs, a couple of those, but so I'm either going to have to get one of the new systems or just play Isaac's. Who knows? Maybe he'll let me.
You can play mine while I'm at school, I guess.
Yeah, I see how you are. I'll be at work, though. So, anyway, so, once again, though, we're getting ready to end this podcast, but before we do, I want to say congratulations goes out once again to Brandon and his new baby boy, Connor, born this morning, and congratulations, Brandon. Hope your life didn't change too much, but I'll tell you what, everything in the world just shifts when you get one, when you get a newborn, and then growing up, and you'll see, the fun has just begun. One other thing I wanted to pass along, if you want to win a copy of the board game Buzzword, I got some more to give away. All you have to do is tweet me, at Gil Wilson, and say, hey, I want Buzzword, it's that easy, and I'll send one out to you. First come, first serve. So you tweet me and tell me that you want Buzzword. Remember, at Gil Wilson, and I will send you a private message to get the mailing address and mail that right out to you. Simple as that. So in the meantime, that's it for today. I'm Gil T. Wilson.
I'm Isaac Wilson.
Stay nerdy. Nerd up.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.